We are now on the main deck. Several rooms and offices were built here over the years after the ship was retired. At one time, some were used by a university as classrooms and laboratories for studying Lake Michigan. One room is our archives and library. These are still being organized, but contain a wealth of information on our ship and Great Lakes shipping in general. The room we are presently in is used for special exhibits. At this time, it contains several model ships built by Ken Gilbert of Manistee, Michigan. The detail in these ships is remarkable. One even shows railroad cars moving from the dock to the ferry. If you have any interest in ships or model ships, you need to see this display. For those who are interested in such things, automobiles entered from the dock on this level and were lowered by elevator to the two lower levels. In the winter, when there were few passengers, new automobiles were also loaded aft on the sports and game deck and up yet another deck to the sun deck. These were new cars being shipped west for Michigan and provided income year-round for the company. The engine is aft and down two decks, but extends through this deck to the one above. It is one of only seven ever built for Great Lakes passenger ships by the Detroit Shipbuilding Company and is in great shape. It is a quadruple expansion steam engine and was originally fired by coal. In 1940, the engine was changed from a Scotch boiler to a more modern three-drum water boiler. Coal bunkers were changed to fuel oil tanks to fire the new boiler.